redemptive sense except by the power of Jesus, but little by little bring healing and restoration. Amen? And I think that's who we are. And I think that's part of the lesson of the desert. Anyway, you judge whether it was wise to add that or not, but I just felt last time. Now let's move on. Total change of subject. Horrendous pedagogical teaching. Put a big line in your notes. Say the end. Start over. I'd like to take you to the center of the country. Okay? Now, we've studied the desert, so we need a quick geography lesson. This is the Rift Valley. I think we referred to that before. That very deep valley that runs north and south. Here are the mountains. Okay? In the center of the country. There's a whole mountain ridge there. Given that we aren't going to spend as much time as I thought, let me just shorten this a little bit like this. There are actually several bodies of mountains. Did we do this last time? No. Several bodies of mountains. At the top, there's Mount Carmel, you know, famous for the apples. You probably had one. There's the Samaria Mountains. When we went there the first time to film the video series, I told these guys from Hollywood, we're going up on Mount Carmel today. Oh, okay, where's that? And I told them, and then they said, well, what's there? And I said, well, it's famous for apples. And I'm thinking, caramel apples, they'll think that's so stupid. These guys look for apples all day long. And in the afternoon, Steve Stiles says to me, well, where are the apples? Anyway, okay. Mount Carmel, Elijah contest with Baal, Samaria Mountains, and then the Bethel, Jerusalem, Judah Mountains in the center. That's the heart of the land of honey. The desert is called the land of milk, because the goats produce milk, which is made into cheese mostly. Some of it they drink, but most of it is made into cheese. So the desert can be referred to, or is referred to by some Jews, as the land of milk. The farmland is called the land of honey, because that's where the bees go to the blossoms and produce the honey. Now, I realize there's more to that milk and honey than that, but that's at least part of it. There's a little more, though, because this slope of the mountains, remember, was the Judah wilderness. Now, here's what I'd like to do with you tonight. I'd like to take you to that place, not the wilderness, we've done that already, but I'd like to take you to the place where the wilderness meets the farm country. If we went to the left, you would see scenes like this. Not this, that's the wilderness. You would see scenes like, there's the Judah Mountains. You'd see scenes like this. Okay? And I was going to teach you some things from here, but that's one of the things that will just have to go. But at least I can show you what it looked like. That's what it would look like to the west. Not identical everywhere, but very fertile, very mountainous, fairly hilly, and thousands of biblical teachings coming out of every one of these pictures. I said to somebody after last week, I said, you know what? I should have just had a 9-week series on the desert and then done this another time somewhere else. Anyway, would you go to slide 52? And we'll skip that part of it. I'd like to take you to where the mountains here meet the desert. Okay? So the mountains are to the left. The desert is to the right. There's a strip right down the top of that mountain ridge that is unique. And there's some biblical teachings. That's Saul country. It's David country. Some of the Old Testament stories. The story of Ruth is in that yellow strip right along the top of those mountains. I'd like to take you to that part of the land. Here's Bethlehem. It's right in the center of that yellow strip. Probably didn't look like that. It probably looked more like this little village here. You can see the Dead Sea in the distance. The whole Judah wilderness is between that little village there and the far side. That's the wilderness, the Dead Sea beyond. But notice that little village, which is probably about the size Bethlehem was, right outside of Bethlehem, by the way, about 3 miles away. That little village actually is a farming village. If you look carefully, you can see an olive grove. I can barely see the trees, but just beyond that little village. That's the area I would like to look at tonight. Most of the farming that happens in that place happens right along the tops of mountain ridges or down the draws between the mountain ridges. They don't farm the mountains themselves. They're just too steep. But if you look at the top, you can see all those little fields. Now, believe it or not, each one of those little fields is one family's farm. Now, let that sink in for a minute, because somehow in the West, when you read Ruth and Boaz, you assume it's got to be at least 400 acres. If Ruth and Boaz had a field as big as this church,
They would have been in the top 1%.